www.blogtalkradio.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? Still have a little bit of that hangover? Oh, I know. It was tough. Looking at the votes as they came in and some of the issues that went down across the country and some of the issues that got the thumbs up, like the legalization of marijuana in Washington and Colorado, even though it probably goes up in flames, if you will. For now, how about that? Marijuana. Making some money off of the weed. Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? I think it's kind of a moot point, though, to dive into it because it ultimately gets wiped out. I cannot believe that it would stand. How about the big switches when it comes to some of the major seats that happened and ill-timed comments that sunk the fates and fortunes of many who wanted to serve the country in a political fashion? So a lot of people re-racking thoughts, looking at strategies, and looking ahead for some to 2016, others celebrating the fact that Obama gets another term. So here we have three presidents in a row that were two-timers. That sounds funny. They got 8 years. 8 years to be the leader of the free world. The ground game that the Democrats ran so thorough, so perfect with the technology and everything else, they had this one in the bag.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, the electoral vote, it pushed them right over the top. Hey, 2 weeks from now, in fact, less than 2 weeks from now, we will be into our second go-around with tryptophan. You know what that is? It's when you eat too much turkey, because you'll have the leftovers. The sandwiches, you know, the stuffing, the cranberry, all that kind of stuff that you get when you have a turkey dinner. You know, my favorite part is actually sitting down with everybody and giving thanks and thinking about what happened the past year, but just being together. But the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and the gravy and the turkey, the second day around, the best. Isn't it the best? So it's kind of a bummer when you go to someone's house and they have no turkey left. No turkey left. That means no turkey sandwiches. I'm going to have to make sure my cousin is aware. That's what happens, too. I have to make sure that my cousin is aware of that since there's going to be 25 people at my Thanksgiving celebration. Can I have some gruel, please? Of course, it's good for the waistline, I suppose. Chase around the kids and have one tiny, tiny serving of turkey. Because what kind of size turkey do you buy for 25 people? I'm not sure. It's got to be a pretty big one, though. 25 is a lot. That's a lot of mouths to feed. Yeah, and some of you are probably laughing because you've been to much bigger family celebrations. All right, right from the get-go, how timely. He's our turkey man. Jeremy in Alaska, hello.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you again, darling.
Hey, you too, buddy. You said you've got a great way to cook a turkey in oil?
Oh, well, you know, the last time I thought we fried it, but this time I'm baking it, and just the way you do it, and this time, Katie, is you grab like a pound of butter, and well, you don't do it like that first, but you just shave the skin up away from the breast, you know, like a gentleman, and then you shove the butter up in there. Up in the breast, and then you coat it with your favorite spices and throw it in the baker, and then that oil will come out so crispy and everything, and it'll be so nice, and I promise it'll be good.
Alright, so that's the way to cook the turkey.
You gotta shove the butter up in the breast.
All right,
you
so it's
know,
about
under the skin.
Under the skin.
Under the skin.
Under the skin, America, did you hear what Jeremy said? If you're doing the turkey thing, you stay warm there in Alaska. You got to make sure that you butter the breast.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Yep, time to shut the curtains. Trust me, I have two layers on my curtains, so I can shut the curtains. All right, speaking of shutting the curtains, as we maneuver through this hour, coming up, we have our cheap movie review. Everybody's talking about Skyfall. It's the new James Bond movie. It's already breaking the box office records in the UK. How exciting is that? And now it's coming to America. Some people may already be deep into the first showing of it somewhere after midnight. But Skyfall is certainly one of the movies that we'll look at. Also coming up this hour, you can tell a lot about a neighborhood and how the economy is going based on home sales. If a lot of people are putting up homes for sale and they're selling them, that's a good thing, especially if it's in your neighborhood. Keep an eye out on how long the house down the street takes to unload. I saw in my neighborhood a house that was up for sale, and it had the flyers in the front, and it had a sign that said pool included. And I thought, how funny is that? If you have a built-in pool, what would they dig it out and take it with them? Pool not included. Big hole in the earth out back. That's included. So, and it was a built-in pool, I checked. This is very odd. Pool included. So, yeah, exactly. So we're going to talk mortgages. Well, not actually mortgages. We're going to talk about house, getting a house ready to sell. If all of a sudden you got to move, you got to sell your house for whatever reason, what do you have to do to your house to make more money on it, not lose money on it? Usually people do the painting thing and the rug thing, but sometimes they'll add other touches, especially if they had a wild decorating sense. And we'll talk about that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, so, and you'll enjoy the conversation about things to look for, the curb appeal thing, and there is definitely, there's no myth to that, it's true, the curb appeal is huge for people who are prospective buyers, because if it doesn't even look good and it doesn't appeal to you, why are you buying it? Even if it were cheap, all I'd be worried if it's cheap, but whatever it is, if you're investing any time into it, you want to know that you're getting what you want. Getting what you want seemed to be a familiar theme this week. Some people did, some people didn't. So do the Republicans have a huge problem on their hands? Is it out of control and splintered in many different directions for the person who wants to occupy the White House in 2016? And the answer is yes. I think people can see through things and you're tied on the trail. I think he was sincere on the trail, but the female vote, he really lost the female vote. Yeah. There were three women that voted for Romney, and one of them was Charles's young daughter, and she didn't realize she wasn't allowed to vote. So that tells you how many women were out there. I'm just saying. All right, we're booting it to the next side. We got our cheap movie review. Hang through.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Perhaps you're going to fall asleep at the movie if you go, but we got a couple of really good ones coming up for you. This is an exciting week, I think, in the theater. And you might, some would say it's a toss-up as to who's going to make the most money, but I love James Bond. You know, each and every week we do our cheap movie reviews. And in our cheap movie review, we spare no expense. Pretty soon we're going to start flying people in from Hollywood. And they'll probably crash with me for the weekend, and they'll get a chance to use one of the spare bedrooms.
Wait. It's a cheap interview, cheap movie review, so we'll imitate people all the way from Hollywood.
That's right. We'll have to work on our imitations, however, because I don't think Charles in Charge is good at that, and I'm not very good at that. So the first movie up right out of the gate, because we just could not wait for this one. Could not wait. Skyfall.
We're under attack. Whoever did this, he knows us. He's one of us.
Seven reporting for duty. Skyfall, rated PG-13, in IMAX November 9th.
Skyfall, of course, featuring Daniel Craig. It's the 23rd film. I mentioned this before if you happen to be tuned into this one. And, you know, it's got all the things. The things that a Bond movie, what you would want in a Bond movie. It has the sexy, terrific Bond, the Bond girls, the plots that some argue, oh, I don't like the new plots versus the old plots, but I disagree. I think some of the new plots are great. So in the UK, shattering records, over $88 million raked in so far over Skyfall. I predict it'll do really super well here in America. It'll beat that total. And so many people are anticipating it that you could have some long lines, actually, if you decide to go out and do Skyfall. Look for your backup if you can. Can you imagine that? There's two
Fandango.
Of everything. Yeah, Fandango. That's the way to that is the way to do it. Do it way ahead of time. Way ahead of time. So Charles in charge has informed me that he snagged a couple of the TV commercials that we could hear if you haven't heard them, because actually they're quite clever.
Whoa. Hold on. Give me a second. I'll get right on that.
He's going to dig with his shovel and come up with one of the television ads from the 007 movie.
Got it.
And just like that, boom, he is the man of the hour.
Seven reporting for duty.
Double-O-Seven reporting for duty.
Yeah, he says it so well. So we're psyched about the movie. We'll give our cheap movie reviews the next time we comes back to it next week. We'll talk about that. From Skyfall and James Bond, which is busting up the records in the UK, to something completely different, from a spy who is a protector of a government to a president, Lincoln, the movie that was painstakingly put together by Steven Spielberg. Here's a little snippet of Lincoln.
Can we choose to be born, or we fit into the times we're born into? We begin with equality. That's the origin, isn't it? That's justice.
See, we've shown that a people can endure awful sacrifice and yet cohere.
Shall we stop this bleeding?
Abolishing slavery settles the fate for millions now in bondage and unborn millions to come.
Either the amendment or this Confederate peace you cannot have booked.
No one's loved as much as you, but people, don't waste that power.
How many hundreds of thousands have died during your administration?
We must cure ourselves of slavery. This amendment is that cure.
Help us, for trapping you in a marriage that's only ever given you grief.
The fate of human dignity is in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now.
All right, highly anticipated, Daniel Day-Lewis in the lead role playing Abraham Lincoln, and I think it's a good likeness, just a little bit that I've seen there. I think Lincoln is going to rock the house, too.
No vampires.
And I did see the vampire version, by the way, of Lincoln that you're talking about, and I liked it, only because I like vampires. This version is quite different from that. It took Spielberg a while to put it together. Now, the Bond movie is 2 hours and 23 minutes, so that's no short movie with Daniel Craig and Judi Dench and Javier Bardem, who gives me an extra punch for me to go to that one. But in the Lincoln movie, Daniel Day-Lewis and Sally Field is Mary Todd Lincoln, not to give any details away, too many details. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. Joe Gordon-Levitt is in it. I like this kid. And this movie is 2 hours and 30 minutes. So it's not a short feature either. If you go to the movies, you got to plan a little time. It's going to be a 3-hour adventure or more.
Not Bond movie plus beard.
Yeah, the beard thing. Okay, so if you just, for some reason, don't want to go to either one of those movies, there's another little sleeper movie called The Comedy. Check it out.
I'm in Williamsburg, you know? So, represent.
Represent what?
What? I'm representing Williamsburg, bro. You gotta respect where I come from because I respect where you come from. Come on.
You know where we come from, bro?
We come from the hood.
You were in the demon's house.
I had a great day. I went to the shopping mall.
I feel so good about hanging out with my best friends today.
No radio, no radio. It's what we deserve.
You gotta make a sound, all right, so that people can listen to what they want.
All right, so you probably didn't realize what that's about. What it is this poor little rich boy inherits a massive estate. He's bored with his life. Oh, how sad. He spends his days with a group of aging Brooklyn hipsters. That's how it's described. And they get into a bunch of crazy, reckless situations. Does that sound intriguing? Would you rather go see The Comedy at 1 hour and 36 minutes or James Bond? Is it even a contest, I ask you?
There's comedy in James Bond.
There is. So I see no reason to go see The Comedy. Sorry for all the people that are part of this movie.
Netflix.
But, yeah, Netflix or Redbox or Vudu or some other form of streaming it, but not something that would have to be on your to-do list immediately.
It could be the number two movie to go see.
The number 10 movie. Actually, if you haven't been to the movies, you listen, you have Flight with Denzel Washington. I saw it. It was potent. It was powerful. It was good. I liked it. Argo, same thing. I liked Argo. You have Taken 2, which is, I heard, not so great. The first one is good. There's Cloud Atlas, and that's about Tom Hanks is in it. And that movie is about past lives, and they actually put it together pretty well. It's a decent little movie. Hotel Transylvania, if you have kids. Paranormal Activity 4, if you're completely bored. Wreck-It Ralph, also if you have children, would be a good movie to go see. So there's a bunch of choices out there right now. But I'm going to have to say Bond. Bond trumps all. Let's put it that way. Bond trumps all.
Skyfall!
Absolutely. It's all about Skyfall, and we're talking houses next.
That was fun.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For Donovan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Here we are in America Tonight, and we've been talking about what's happening with home sales. In fact, looking at what's happening on the market gives us an indication of where we're headed as a country. It's amazing when we talk about new construction or we talk about homes that are being sold. So this is the thing. I did a little experiment. I walked up and down, you know, five blocks around my neighborhood to see who was selling their house and how good of a job I thought they did, at least from the outside with the curb appeal on the house and flyers and all that kind of stuff. And I realized that half of them I thought looked pretty good, and the other half didn't even have the curb appeal, but the house looked like it had some pretty interesting things inside, so I would think that would give you an automatic check-off, and some people would be turned off by it. So how do you sell a house? Matt Hilton's a realtor, and he joins us now. He's a team owner of Hilton Realty Advisors, and he's a past CEO of Keller Williams Realty in McKinney. Matt, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me.
So here's the thing. If you want to sell a house, you got to have that curb appeal first, right?
You do. You really do. You've got to have that curb appeal. So, when you know, you're not only selling the house, you're also selling the neighborhood. So, you know, you've got to have that curb appeal when people pull up. And even when you go into the house, you know, the first 15 seconds that people, you know, when they walk into that house, that's what sells them. It's very similar to buying a car. You know, you get in that car, you get in the driver's seat. That salesperson knows they want you to get in there and experience it. And buying a house should be similar. It should be an experience.
So when you buy or when you're selling a house, should you go through and make a plan, see where, ooh, look, these walls should be painted? Should you just start that way?
Well, what I would recommend is reaching out to a realtor. And make sure that you interview realtors You know, one of the things that people need to be aware of is there is a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. A real estate agent basically passed a state exam and got their license, and a realtor had to do the same thing, but they're held to a higher level of professional standards, if you will, and abide by the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics. And the reason I say all that to get to your the answer to your question is because a realtor is typically going to have a team established. Like we do, we have a stager that's a part of our team.
Mm.
So that's not my expertise. My expertise is marketing, negotiating, and getting the house sold. I rely on my professional stager to go in and give my clients her opinion, her professional opinion on what should be done to get it sold.
Yeah. And so the stager will tell people that probably, hey, you might need to spend a little money, but you're going to get more money back because it has to look right. Is that pretty much what they're going to say when they recommend moving things or adding some furniture or that kind of stuff?
That's totally what they're going to do, Kate. You know, she's going to go in there and give them the best, you know, dollar cost that they can get off of the different types of things to make their house just pop. A staged house will typically bring about 6.3% more and will sell in half the time than those that are not staged. So staging a house is very, very important when you're getting ready to sell.
Yeah. What if somebody has to sell? Because I noticed this with the homes that I was looking at. I think some people, it seemed as though they had gotten a job and they're trying to sell quick. If you're trying to sell a house quickly, there's a big difference if you're kind of moseying down the road and you have time to do it. So, Matt, what's the difference? If you have to get rid of the house fast, what are things you need to do?
Well, you know, neutralize the rooms, get the paint colors. Paint doesn't cost that much. That's something I would do. The carpets aren't bad. They definitely get those steam cleaned. And then, again, have that stager come in. And, Kate, you know, one of the most critical things about getting a house sold and getting it sold quickly is gauging that level of motivation of the seller. And so if they're getting ready and they need to get out, pricing cures just about everything. So they've got to be able to come to terms with, we can't overprice this house and let it sit on the market. We don't have that luxury of time. So yeah, we've got to price it right, even maybe price it a little bit below market so that it'll sell fast.
Yeah. Is technology, Matt, playing a big role now in selling houses? Like, they're talking about developing apps and things where you can drive by and hit your phone and get information on houses. Are we going to see that? We're going to see more of that, you think, in your business?
Most definitely. We're seeing it now. We're seeing a lot of referrals coming through social media. We do a lot of Facebooking and tweeting, and that, it didn't seem to really grasp, and people get a good grasp on it about a year or two ago. It just seems like this year it's really caught on. You're seeing more people do QR codes and things of that nature, to where people with their smartphones can go scan that on a sign instead of putting out a paper flyer.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that a lot more.
Yeah. I wonder this too, as we're talking about trying to sell your house, is it also good to have a lot of information about the neighborhood, especially if you have a neighborhood you can brag about? Like, you know, the school district is good, the park is half a block down on the other side of the road, and or whatever. Is that good to have? I would think it would be good to have good neighborhood feel, neighborhood tips, whatever, that kind of stuff.
It definitely is, and that's a great question. You know, as I said in the beginning of the conversation, you're not only trying to sell that house, you're trying to sell that neighborhood. So what we do is we ask our sellers to make, I'm going to steal this from David Letterman, but make your top 10 list and make a top 10 of reasons why you love this house in this neighborhood. And that way, when people come in, they see that list and it gets the potential buyers a little more attached to that house, because the seller has let them know why they've really enjoyed living there.
Yeah. Wow, just super great advice. Is it a good time to sell a house right now?
It's a great time to sell a house. You know, nationally, you can listen to the national statistics. What I would do is recommend that everybody go to a realtor, find out your local stats. You know, here in McKinney, Texas, we're at 3 months supply of inventory, which means it is definitely a seller's market. And so buyers just don't have a lot to look at right now. So when people are ready to sell and their houses are priced right, in good condition, they look good online. You know, that's another thing too, Kate. Professional pictures are a must. You can go through with a 35 millimeter, but again, having that professional on your team to go out and take those pictures, they know what they're doing. They know what angles to take. 91% of buyers go online first before they contact a realtor to go look at a house. So if it doesn't pop online, chances are you're turning away a lot of potential buyers. So it's a great time to sell. It's also a great time to buy because the interest rates being so low. So it's not going to stay this way much longer. So I would definitely recommend anybody thinking about selling to reach out to someone.
Yeah. Wow. Just super great advice. Matt Hilton, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kate.
Boy, can you imagine that, dealing with trying to sell a house right now? But I noticed that there are, he's right, there's a lot of houses that are for sale, and with the interest rates the way they are, a lot of people are scrambling to get into to homes or get out of them. You know, it's all about timing, I think, in the housing market, and bad timing can cost you tons of money. It can't always be the perfect thing, you know, creating the perfect storm, because the conditions have to be there, and it depends on the interest rate, the economy, the location you're in, all those things that we were talking about there, and the areas around it, the schools, the neighborhood, because that's where your life is going for however long that ends up being. But ultimately, you have to be comfortable with your surroundings. So when you start to see a lot of signs up, it can mean lots of different things. You may be in a younger neighborhood, or you may be in a neighborhood where you have some older people, and now that's turning over and they're turning to younger people. It's, you know, it boggles the mind, the statistics, as Matt was talking about, that you can learn before you even step foot in the house. So you already instantly know certain things about that house that will tell you, I think, that start to send you in that direction of if it's the right house or not. And then the same thing with selling. You're selling it and you just go with your gut. Like he said, you got to steam clean the carpets, and you've got to make sure the walls are painted, which is easy, pretty neutral, so this not doesn't blow someone away with some hot pink wall, and get them in there and stage it. And isn't it funny? You used to just go and look at someone's house. Now it's staged. It's just like an open house, or it's the same as when you go to a custom home builder and they take you through a model home. Here, you get to go through the improvised version and the staged version of the house. However, start to take note of this. Look at your neighbor's houses, see how many are for sale, and watch how long it takes them to sell the house. Is it a quick turnaround time, which is, can be considered weeks, or is it sit there on and languish for a long time on the not sold sheets? And, you know, Texas, in parts of Texas, is a good time to buy a house. I would imagine the people in New York are going to struggle because it'll cost a fortune to build back some of those houses they were lucky enough to have. And how many people are going to build up along the Jersey coastline now? So people who have a lot of money may stay there, but others will probably move further inland if they can, knowing what they know now about the disasters, hurricanes, and all other kinds of storm warnings. You don't know when it's going to pop up, but you know ultimately it's in the background. Skyfall, baby. We're going to go and see it after we stage our houses and flip them up for sale. Enjoy.
Disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The campaign that they ran, but we lost. The other side did a much more effective job in getting their votes out to the polls.
All right, that was the voice of John Boehner, and he's Speaker of the House, talking about what's next. He did an extensive interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC. As we hit the final post here on America Tonight and sum up, really, in this hour, what happened in the election after we have gone over breaking down the vote in a couple of different directions, the popular vote narrowly going to Obama, but the electoral vote, he overwhelmingly wins. That was the difference maker. And one of the big glaring differences in the campaign was the war that was waged, because it is like war. Crazy, crazy, stupid money was spent on the election, really on both sides. But in Ohio, Obama had 131 offices, ground offices in Ohio, in all parts of Ohio. Romney had 40 offices. And that made a big difference because they were there from the beginning and they were there at the end. And there was so much emphasis on several things. Women, Latino vote was huge. The gay vote was huge. And this is a couple of areas where the Republicans didn't play in the ground game, didn't do that, spent mostly ad money, had PAC money, and spent most of that. Summing up some other things in the future, where will the Republicans look? Will they change ideology? John Boehner saying that I think we can get this immigration thing ironed out is big, because if you look at where the Democrats were with the Dream Act and that didn't go through, and you look at Republicans talking about, many Republicans talking about strengthening the border, which I believe you got to, I agree with the strengthening the border. If you have weak borders, it doesn't matter what the immigration policy is, because it's just going to, it's going to continually be breached. That's what's going to happen if you don't have clearly defined boundaries at the border. And of course, it's difficult when you border a third world country like Mexico, and there's so many areas that are wide open. You know, this is obviously part of the problem. Clearly, Boehner, though, trying to bridge the gap if he can, because you've got this fiscal cliff, Congress facing this end of the year deadline when the huge spending cuts will kick in, and the huge spending cuts kicking in will affect your paycheck. Tax breaks like the Bush era tax cuts will expire, and many say this leads to a recession. Because who's spending money? They're getting less in the check. I don't care if it's $120 a month or whatever it is. It's going to lead to people tightening things up, if anything. If anything. So the message was loud and clear. And I think that John Boehner is trying to figure out a way immediately to start to address the gap. How do we do that? What do we do? And one of the first things we do is cut a few policies, try to make a few things happen. Forget the roadblocks, because for this president, it doesn't matter. Now it's about legacy and the 4 years that he's in, and that's it, he's out. For the Republicans, it's about 2016, and it's not too early to actually mention 2016 and to get on the board, and to start get on the board, to start to get on the board now, if there's a chance of catching the new breed, the younger crowd that's coming up. They're already, next week, the Republican Governors Association meeting in Las Vegas. You've got people like Virginia Governor Bob McConnell, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, popular, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. All of them make a popular infield. So they're going to talk about being contenders. They're going to talk about the party and the presidential nomination. Maybe if it's just in the hallways, that's going to come up for sure, because the hunt for the nomination in 2016 is already on. And for the Democrats, names that are already floated there, Hillary Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden. For goodness sake, Biden would be 73 on Election Day in 2016. Are you kidding? And no matter how many times Hillary Clinton, who is going to be the former Secretary of State, says it, she does not want to run for president. She's not going to do it. She's been asked several times, and she says no, that she's been on the high wire of national and international politics for 20 years, and enough is enough, and that is absolutely it. So the Republicans know that they have a real shot of getting in here the next time around, and it's never too early to start. Like freshman Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, he's a Republican rock star, so his name's being floated. Heck, there's a whole bunch of people on the bench. The bench is pretty deep, but it's getting the right people and getting the right message out, while the Democrats move in a completely different direction. And we'll see if there is compromise. We'll see if there is compromise on some pretty heavy problems in the U.S. that there's a world of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats and the ideology on it. Taxes only for the rich, taxes, shrinking the taxes for the middle class. You got to weigh these things here. And so how much does Boehner want to toss in a different direction? Because he has to be careful. You have a conservative base that's definitely not going to like it. But you heard him say, hey, we lost, so that's it. What do Tuesday's elections mean? Where do we go from here? What are we looking at as far as the demographics of the people who vote? And how do we get those people on our side so that we're not losing this next time around? How do we push our agenda forward but make it palatable enough that you've got independents who are actually going to vote Republican this time around instead of sitting on their hands and not going to vote? I think that happened a lot more than you can ultimately imagine. All right, here's a couple of quick hits for you. I don't want to skedaddle away from this hour as you may have your head on the pillow or you're barreling down the road in your truck. A big shout out, woohoo, honk the air horn to all my trucker friends out there. My grandfather was a trucker. He had great stories from the road, but that's for another show. So here's your quick hits. A plane had to be diverted from Denver to D.C. Why? Some scary moments. The crew decided, all right, this is a serious thing, because there was a guy in the aisle praying loudly, would not stop. Because of Sandy and this nor'easter and these gas lines, there is now gas rationing in New York City. The odds and the evens. It's the battle of the odds and the evens. So you better know what your license plate is if you're listening to anywhere where you have to go through New York. And the Staten Island folks, speaking of Sandy, are furious over the lack of attention they've gotten from FEMA. And they're talking about, somebody was talking about that there may be a lawsuit, but how far that lawsuit would go and how they could go after FEMA, I think, would be pretty tough. But you got tens of thousands of homes and businesses that don't have power and have been shut down again with the nor'easter that slammed into the Northeast just a week after Sandy. New York Governor Cuomo says Superstorm Sandy, by the way, might cost the state, guess how much? $33 billion. Wow. $33 billion. That's crazy money. And these storms are just as disastrous for our well-being as anything else out there, but you have to you got to help these people out, even with donations. Like the Red Cross has gotten over $100 million, something like that, a crazy amount of money. But it still isn't enough. There still has to be aid coming from, you know, other directions. I mentioned Hillary Clinton, and she keeps getting asked if she's going to run. You heard me say soon to be former Secretary of State. So there's going to be a shakeup in the cabinet in 2013, and it's a question of who's staying and who's playing. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, he may punt. Whoo, good riddance. Timmy Geithner, Tiny Tim. Whoo, good riddance. Treasury Secretary. I liked Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Leon Panetta, running the Defense Department, may ultimately decide that he's had enough. He's kind of on the fence right now, but we could see a few new faces in Washington who will become all of the president's men.
The sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.